If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready?
Yes, ready.
Finally? All right, folks, we're back. Finally, we're back. Things look different around here, don't they? Yeah, there are books in our back. Well, now, as promised, even though we're late, we're reviewing Kelkade's Free the Darkness from the King's Dark Tidings series. Now, before we start, as usual, joining me is fellow author, who's not related to me, Ritu Levitt. And as usual, I'm your host and your secondary author, Ishan Levitt.
Hi, people.
Okay, King's Dark Tidings. When this book was, you know, this book was recommended to me by Audible. It's doing really well. I didn't go in with a set of opinion because, you know, it's just another book by an unknown author at that time. I didn't know him, but the ratings were good. So I picked it up. Wow, I was astonished. I was absolutely astonished. You know, there are very few books which hook you so totally that I do feel there are places where this book really, really doesn't make sense, but it did hook you, and I actually had to reread it. I read it about 2.5 times. The half time is what I'm currently reading. I just like it. I don't know why. I like it. It's cliched. There are so many cliched points in this book, and this honor-driven guy decides to take on the world. It's so cliched, but it works. Why does it work?
I think it works because of the interplay of characters. This guy was brought up completely outside of society, in, you know, by teachers who are preparing him to be a weapon, okay? And then he ends up befriending and taking under his wing two naive creatures, the girl and her escort, and they are, I think, subtly teaching him how to interact with society. That makes the thing work. Plus, there is a mystery about him. You know, who is he? Everyone who sees him sees a resemblance. Whom to? And the fact that he comes into this world and he suddenly decides that he's going to be the underworld lord.
Yeah, he takes over the the underworld. He starts taking over the underworld, and Reskin, the main lead's Reskin, and this, the way he does it, he's one of the most deadliest people in this whole world.
And he becomes a puppy in front of that girl.
No, he doesn't. I don't see it like that. I never saw him becoming a puppy. Okay,
a dangerous dog. But whatever it is, what he is doing is he's taken two people under his wing while he's taking over the underworld. And that is a very interesting contrast.
There was a line in this book that you do know we are thieves. There is no honor among thieves.
I love that line.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you do whatever business you do. Whatever business you do for me, you do with honor. And that's a major contradiction. And this book actually, for the main lead, actually goes ahead and raises a lot of contradiction. Even one of the characters in this book, one of the masters of thieves' guilds, picks up on that. Hey, man, what? You want us to kill? You want us to thieve, but with honor. You want us thieves to be spies, but be cautious. And what do you want from us? And that's a good question. What is this guy? Who is this guy? And how is he? And everything he does, his why, where some of the story works for me, because everything he does has two or three levels to it. And he's manipulating society so well that he does one thing, but he's three steps ahead.
Yeah, he really thinks it through.
And he does not reveal it, and you do not see it coming. It's almost like Ocean's 11. You know, there are so many things happening, but you do not know what's going on, and until it's all mixes and matches, and then you got a wonderful jigsaw puzzle.
I have one problem with this book. Oh, it's entertaining. I loved it because it's entertaining. The characters are so much in juxtaposition to each other, especially Reskin and General...
Marcus.
I mean, that interplay, that conflict of characters was amazing. I have only one problem with Kalkade's style of writing. He over-explains.
I also thought it was overwritten. When I went back and read it the second time, I did feel it was overwritten.
Yes. He over-explains. I mean, get on with the action. Do not think your reader is, lacking common sense. You don't have to over-explain so much.
I also feel Kalkade is trying to sort of bring it a level down. He could have gone and used all the fantastical language he could have. But I think he brought it down to make it appeal to teens and young adults. Did you feel that?
There is so much killing around the book.
Yes, but there is a bit of kiddishness. And actually that kiddishness works because there is so much dark
yes,
going on.
Yes, that's the juxtaposition. Yeah. The grim and the light.
Yeah, and there's so much dark in the book that this whole interaction of them being just teenagers, although just barely being teenagers, we're all adults almost, so works.
Yeah, late teens, early 20s. It is a young adult. He's looking for the young adult market. But I think the young adults of today are smart enough that you do not have to always explain what is going on in Reskin's mind, always explain what is happening in Trisha's mind. I mean, you don't have to, because the interactions are fairly obvious and above board.
Agreed. I also felt the book ended abruptly. I think he took one book, converted it into two.
Yes, I think so too.
And it ended up abruptly, and he could have done a better job in the tail end of the book.
No, he did. Doing a better job at the tail end of the book, you're in the middle of a journey. There is this group that is on road, and when you're in the middle of a journey, there are no loose ends to tie. It is just continuing.
Spoiler. When they end up at Markham's place, that's where the book is ending, right?
No, the book ends when they leave Markham's place.
Yes, they're at Markham's place. He's been there for about 3 or 4 days. It is ending then and there, but you get this sense that it just ends. black hole, done.
Hmm.
Okay, now you just get into an argument. You're just waiting to see the outcome of the argument. We're waiting to see where the nickel drops and it ends. I think he could have tied up.
Yeah, he could have smoothened it a bit.
Yeah, it ended too abruptly.
Is it his first book?
I have no idea. Let's check it out. Gail Cade, The Wonders of Internet. Mm-hmm. Yep, his first book.
Oh, then he can be forgiven for that.
Because
the book is so entertaining.
Yeah, the book is excellent. The book is excellent. And look at this. They both came out very close to each other. Reign of Madness, which we're going to review later. Okay. And I'm thinking like have Karthik on board because he's read the book. And most probably he would... I want to take... Look, we are authors. We're disseminating this book too critically because we liked it too much. I don't understand why, you know, this book, it just... I don't go around reading books twice and thrice, but I needed to understand why this book works. It's cliched. It's got those silly points. Why is it working? And as you explained, it's working because of juxtapositions. People, it's Diwali here. For those who don't know, Diwali is an Indian festival where firecrackers start going up in the sky. And we don't need a license for that. So please ignore that.
I know. Diwali is very noisy.
Coming back to the book, you know, how would you rate it?
I'll give it a 4.5.
4.5?
Because it gripped me. I like the characters. I like the character building. And I like the way he introduces new characters into the story very smoothly. And it's not that, okay, I don't know what to do, so let me kill someone. Or I don't know what to do, so let me get somebody else into the book.
I would give this book... I see a lot of 5 stars out there. I see a lot of 4 stars out there. I want to give it a 4-star. But isn't it too cliched?
No, my only quarrel with this book is that every time when you want the book to move forward, he spends about a paragraph explaining what's happening in Rezgin's mind or in Trisha's mind.
Or in Tam's mind.
Or in Tam's mind. Or in Markham's mind. I don't want to know everybody else's viewpoint. I want to know, please explain it through action, through the story. That is why I took away the 1/2 star. Actually, I'll give it a 4, not a 4.5.
Yeah, because I was thinking, 4. I have a hard time giving it a 4 because I felt there was where he needs to be genuine. He's failing somewhere. Okay, he's failing. He's going for the tried and tested module. It's like a Nickelback song. We all like it, but we all know that it's no groundbreaking music. So it's... Three and a half. I'm settled. I like this book, but 3.5. Anything to add?
He says 3.5 and he's read it 2.5 times. Wow.
Maybe because I've read it 2.5 times, that's why I'm giving it 3.5. I like this book. I can go back to it again and again. It's a nice... for me, it's nice fluff. But I don't see it doing something amazing. Maybe the second part will. Maybe the second part just takes me out of the element and makes me go like, wow, what a book. But right now, 3.5. Anything to add, Mom?
Mm-hmm. We're not related.
On that bombshell, this has been Book Chat. And we'll see you next time. Again, that's Ritu Lalit. We're not related.
Hi.
I'm Nishant. And
see you again.
And next time, we'll be reviewing, what's it called? Reign of Madness.
Reign of Madness.
Reign of Madness by Kilcade. And then I'll come back to you. And you have to review Alcatraz and the Liberia.
I've already forgotten Alcatraz.
See, dealing with her is a pain. Next time, people. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.